It's also a male-dominated area, but I can see that more and more women are coming out doing medicine and becoming doctors. So there's almost, not completely a balance, but there's more women today now, and the men seem to respect us more and appreciate us around working with them.
You spoke about in your thank you speech, you spoke about, you know, the role of women in society not being very often acknowledged. It was quite poignant. And you mentioned your mother, you know, being brought up, you know, by someone who didn't have education, you know, someone in a village. What's that like, do you think, now for women? You know, what's the situation like? What are the opportunities like? And how has that changed, do you think?
I think in the past when I grew up, there were, although our mothers were not educated, they showed us qualities of life. We had to respect each other and look out for each other and go to school together and help each other to go to school. Today, life is changing. There's more challenges. I can see parents struggling in villages because of the city influence to the villages, coming out with things like alcohol and smoking, which were not there before at that kind of early age. So that's a change, and the societies are changing with the media. There's more exposure now with young people, and you know, people develop habits quite early in the villages which were not there before.
But what about the role of women? Do you think that's changing and some of that work is now being acknowledged?
Yes, I think women are recognized more now than before because we've come out of villages and gone to school like other boys, and we've kind of learned the same things that men have. I think the challenge is men accepting that women can do the same things, since often there's competition, not in a nice way, but it should encourage more women to come out and do what men can do. I mean, like the young girl you just interviewed, that's a man's role, but she's there and she can prove that, you know, women can do anything.
What would you say to women who are considering a, you know, a career in these difficult sectors? You know, what's your advice for how to succeed as you have?
You know, go for any opportunity to further your education. When you are well educated, you are respected in the community or in your workplace. So, you know, the sky is the limit. Whatever opportunities that you have, go for it and further your education. Nothing should inhibit what you want to achieve as your goal.